Diamond Answer Man, the fourth C, carrot weight. Welcome, everyone, to the Diamond Answer Man show, where our goal is to help each other learn more about the world of diamonds, and more importantly, to feel confident about those purchases that memorialize our special moments. You may reach me at diamondanswerman.com, where you may leave me a voicemail message, and I'll use it in future shows. That number is 803-792-1326, or you may visit me at diamondanswerman.com, and I'll look forward to how we can help each other learn more about the world of diamonds. This is the last in the four-part series, The Four C's. So let's go ahead and get on with our show. Well, after that little intro for music, we're ready to go. This is probably the easiest C out of all the categories we have in the four C's. And as this relates to the BPS scale, this itself is the S. And of course, that's where we think about size. So the bigger the diamond, generally, the bigger it's going, or the more it's going to weigh. So when we think about carat weight, we must always think about the first B, which is beauty. And that depends on how the polisher proportioned, if we want to use that, polisher proportioned the diamond to make it more or less beautiful in regards to its original weight. So let's go ahead and start with weight. Obviously, if you've done a little bit of reading, you know that diamonds are sold by carat. There's very simply, I won't bore you to death because you can find this out anywhere. There's 100 points in a carat. So a 1 carat diamond would be exactly 100 points. And a 1/2 carat diamond is exactly 50 points. One thing I do want you to know is that there are specific types of scales that are used. And my personal opinion is that if you're buying one for an engagement ring, you always want to start with the diamond loose. That way you can weigh it. You can also look at it under a microscope. If you have the time or the jeweler has the device, you can view it under many of the performance devices out there in the market. But first and foremost, buy your engagement ring diamond loose. This way you can also place it on a scale. One way that you can find out, and one way that you can feel good about your purchase, and a big way you can tell if a jeweler is very serious about their conviction in the jewelry industry. So if you're a jeweler and you don't have one of these, I suggest you get one. But that's the scale you use for weight. It's very, very important. I believe, and I could be wrong, and I may research this more fully, but I think 44 or 45 of the states have specific laws which require a jeweler to use a certified scale for weighing. And this scale would make it to where, or it's been at least test to make sure that it has reasonable levels of tolerance in a commercial weighing environment and measuring environment. And that's called NTEP certification. So that's NTEP certification. And when I was working in California, the weights and measures persons who would come by, and the same person who measures would rate the gas pumps and test them, that same person would come by and test the scales once a year. And I had a sticker that was on every single scale we used when we were selling and or buying diamonds and or gold, both processes. The scale we had to use under the law was NTEP certified. And California and some of the other states have further certification. So no matter where you're shopping, when you look at the diamond loose and you look at it in the scale, make sure it's a truly certified scale. Now, I do want to say this. You can use scales that aren't certified. It doesn't necessarily mean there's anything wrong with the scale, but you would want to make sure you use that for your personal use. And if you're a jeweler, you could use them in your own shop and store, but you would want to use them when you were doing your own, let's say, repairs and those kinds of things. You weren't using it in a manner that you were going to conduct a sale with. So if you were measuring your own scrap for liquidation, if you were measuring your diamonds in the back and you just wanted an inexpensive scale to sort things through, you absolutely could. So you want to make sure that if you have the funds, and you want to make sure you make a statement of confidence to your consumers, your clients, you want to make sure that your scales are certified. That's because that weight is extremely, extremely important. Weight affects value, and the carat weight is a rarity factor. Rough diamonds are sold based upon their weight to the individual polishers working on them. And the larger the rough and the better shape of the rough, the more costly it's going to be for its weight. So it's always the type of rough and then the weight of the rough. And then it's what it's going to maintain from the finished product. It's going to affect the cost of that individual rough diamond. So carat weight is a rarity factor, and the more something weighs, all things being equal. So if we're talking about a diamond that is, let's say, exceptional in performance, so it's been polished to perfection, and it's beautiful to your eye, and it's returning everything we want to see and enjoy in a diamond. If you have that the same in two diamonds, and they're the same in color and clarity, but their weights are different, they're going to have a different per carat cost. But it's in sections, or we should say groupings. The larger the diamond, the more rare it could be. But if it's so large, it's hard to sell. Maybe overall, its per carat price isn't linear in structure. But when you're talking about diamonds that start off at your smaller sizes going up to a carat and above, there's a fairly linear scale, though when you get into some of those ranges, which would be hot ranges, right? Hot ranges, you can see serious decreases or increases. So what I want you to think about first and foremost out of all of this, the bigger it is, the more costly it will be, all things being the same. If you change certain things, such as the beauty of the stone, you may be able to buy a diamond, so save money and spend less, or maybe be able to buy larger, and buy a diamond that maybe is not as beautiful, but on the scale weighs more, and it is therefore on a piece of paper a larger diamond by carat weight. So you can move the scale up or down depending upon your personal preference of the BPS scale. So S for size, which is where carat weight falls under, and all of those factors are rarity. The other thing you would want to think about is that shape affects cost, and that is fancy shapes come from rough, which may be a different shape than what rounds come from, and a round diamond yields a certain amount of weight from the rough, and they use certain rough diamonds for rounds. More rounds are sold than any other diamond, and round rough would then, by that fact, is also more expensive. So when you think about fancy shapes, know that you can buy, let's say a good example would be a marquee, or maybe even a princess cut or a radiant, and a radiant diamond or a princess cut comes from rough, which is lesser in rarity and lesser in cost. So when you look at a diamond in this weight range, a 1 carat diamond, all things being the same, compared to a round diamond, all things being the same, the princess cut will cost less. However, going back to that first factor, we're talking about B for beauty and how the diamond performs, I will say this, that the highest performing round diamond will also outperform the highest performing fancy shaped diamond. This being said, shape is a personal preference. So if you don't like rounds, you may absolutely go out into the market and find fancy shaped diamonds that are absolutely mind-blowingly beautiful. But the two stones don't compare. So if you do buy a fancy shape, know that it comes from lesser expensive rough. Therefore, by weight will be less expensive. One quick note would be, is because of the proportion differences between round diamonds and fancy-shaped diamonds. A fancy-shaped diamond may, A, look larger than the round diamond by its weight, such as some fancies like ovals and marquees, or in princesses and radiance and similar square-type stones, they will appear smaller. So if you look at a 1-carat princess cut or a 1-carat radiant by dimension and how it visibly looks, it will actually be smaller, even though it's the same weight, from that perception on that ring-wearing position, just because there's more weight on the bottom of the diamond and on the top of the crown, so you don't see it as it's spread across. So when you look at a diamond like this, you would want to know that if you wanted to get the perception or the perceived size that would be comparable to a round diamond, you'd want to make sure that you bought a larger stone that would be in a princess cut or a radiant in some similar shapes. This, one thing I want to think about is and talk about is that sometimes that doesn't matter, though. Sometimes it's only about the stated size. And this is where we get into the hot ranges. So if it's important to you by carat weight to buy something that would be in a hot range, let's say 1 carat. And I mean by that 1 carat range where the diamond is 1.00 on the scale. A diamond in this range costs more per carat than one that would be 0.95. Once you push it up and over that magical number of 0.99 to 1.00, the value goes up. Even though the rough weight may not be too different, it's the actual cost of the rough where the diamond yields that 1-carat diamond. And of course, it has to do with saleability. More people want something that's 1.00 because they like to feel good about the fact that it's 1.00. The same would be true as if you're buying carat and a half. If you're looking at a 1.50 or you're looking at a 2.00 or a 1 3/4, you'll have ranges in there that can become more expensive for you to purchase. So you can also look into the ranges of just under that. So if you want to look at a 1-carat that's performing very, very well, you also may look at something that may be a little bit above 3/4 of a carat. You can also try and see if you can find something in that 90-point range, which would save money, not necessarily be exactly 1 carat, but from a visual perception, it looks, to our eye, almost identical in size. We don't want to forget, though, that sometimes that stated number does have an effect on how we feel. So if we don't feel good about buying a range which is under what we set out to buy, we definitely don't want to buy that. Regardless of the fact that we save money, it's all how we feel about it. So we want to make sure we feel good and confident about our purchase. We want to make sure that we present it and are confident when we present it, because it is going to memorialize a special moment, an engagement, or maybe an anniversary. So we want to make sure we feel good about what we give as a gift. And if our intention is to deliver something, we want to make sure that we do our best to deliver it. If not just for us, for the recipient. So if you want to save money, know that you can do searches in hot ranges, which will be less than those little magical numbers, or you can push it up above and get other stones. So you can definitely change your weight ranges if you're okay with that. Again, it's all how you feel. Again, we want to talk about the shape, though. Make sure you remember that the different shapes can affect our visual perspective or perception as far as size. And so after you've gone into the store, I would say our number one tip is make sure you look at the diamond as it's weighed on a scale. Make sure that scale is an NTEP certified scale. If the jeweler or the person you're working with, the broker or otherwise, is using a scale, it will have a sticker on the scale stating that certification. And there's only a few states that don't use the NTEP certification or have their own certification. So you can look that up online. You can use Wikipedia or one of the other different organizations. You can look, I believe, at the National Conference of Weights and Measures, and they would also have the maps for the different states, or for, not for, the maps for the different states that would give you a better understanding of when you go in somewhere that they have the right kind of equipment to both sell and buy from you. The other thing you would want to do is make sure that when you're looking at the diamond, that the weight compares to the report, if it has one. And two, if you would like, you can download, or I should say, you could sign up for my form, and I'll mail you the form where the jeweler would put the weight on the form and give their guarantee or warranty that the diamond's weight is as is stated, with some little protections in there. So you can download that form on my website, which is diamondanswerman.com. So look for an NTEP certified scale. You could download my form if you want. You have to remember that the shape can affect our perception of the size of the stone, and you can save money by changing the weight ranges that you're looking for up or down from those hot ranges, and know that you can save lots of money there, but you don't want to do that if you are not going to feel good about the diamond you're representing. This is the short podcast, the final podcast, probably the easiest podcast, or I should say the easiest C to understand. I thank you for listening. I'll look forward to hearing your questions, putting them on my future podcast. And this is the end of the 4C, the carat weight. Thanks so much for listening. If you've got questions, you may phone me at 803-792-1326, or again, visit me at diamondanswerman.com.